I mean, obviously, it was a very good idea to start Bake It Easy. It's a very successful business now, but I don't even remember why we started it or whose idea it was.
Seriously? You don't remember? We started it because we both couldn't stand our jobs. Remember, you had that boss who used to drive you crazy, and I used to hate dealing with customers all day.
Of course. I remember him now. I used to get so mad at him. And I think it was my idea to start the business, right?
Actually, it was mine. Do you remember I had that list of business ideas and we read through them and eventually decided to start the bakery truck?
Oh, right. I'd forgotten. I remember you wanted to start a pet grooming business.
That's right. To be honest, for a couple of years, I thought we made a huge mistake. Do you remember we used to argue about everything? Like that time you made 3,000 bread rolls?
Oh my God, I remember that. I mean, it turned out pretty well in the end. Was there an exact moment where you realized it wasn't a mistake to start a bakery truck?
I think it was the day we bought our second truck. That's when I realized it wasn't just some small side business anymore.
Interesting. I think for me, it was actually the months after we bought the second truck.
What do you mean?
Well, when we bought the first truck, we really had no idea what we were doing. There were so many things that we should have done differently with the first truck. But I think eventually we learned from our mistakes. And the second one was so much easier and smoother than the first one. And every truck after that just got easier and easier.
You're right. I think it took us roughly half as long to get the second truck up and running as the first truck. If you could go back and do it again, what would you do differently?
Good question. I think we should have started marketing a lot earlier. It took so much more time than I thought it would to become a recognizable brand.
Good answer. But both you and I can't stand doing online marketing, so I think we avoided it for a long time.
True. I still hate it, actually. What about you? What would you do differently?
Honestly, I would just worry less. I used to stress so much about it that I didn't sleep at night. I should have just relaxed and trusted our vision.
Really? Why did you stress so much?
Well, I mean, we both put all the money we had into the first truck. I couldn't stop thinking about what would happen if the business didn't work. What if I failed and we both had to go back to our old jobs?
Good point. Sometimes I forget how stressful those first few years were. I think I actually do more hours of work for the business now, but it's much easier to stay motivated now than it used to be.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, when I work on the business now, I know it's a successful business, which means I know my work is worth it. It's really hard to do 60 hours of work a week on a business that might fail next week.
Okay, I understand. I see what you mean. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's easier to stay motivated when you know it's going to work out. It's quite hard for the first few years. But eventually, our hard work paid off.
Do you want to expand the business anymore? Like, would you be interested in buying any more trucks or moving into any more cities?
Honestly, not really. I know it can be really exciting to make the business grow, but at some point you have to think about how much time you're willing to put into it. I love our business, but I also want to have enough time to relax and spend time with my family.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I agree. We achieved our goals, and I think now basically we can just sit back and enjoy life.